Welcome to The Thriving Christian Artist, the podcast where we hope you connect with God to bust through the roadblocks that have held you back for years, create the work you love, and really live the life you know God created you to live as an artist in His kingdom. I'm Matt Tama, your host. Let's get started. Well, hey there, and welcome to the podcast today. I'm so excited that you're with me, and I've got an awesome interview today with my friend Laura Brady. You are going to love Laura. If you don't know her already, she's a member of the Created Thrive Mentoring Program. Many of you may have seen her inside our Thriving Christian Artist group. She's very active on that and sharing on social media. She's awesome. And listen, if any of you are one of those people that are like, listen, Matt, I'd love to pursue my calling, but I'm just so busy. I just don't have enough time. I'm overwhelmed. Listen, Laura is not only an ex-advertising and marketing executive and still doing a little freelance work on the side, not only married, she has five, count them, one, two, three, four, five kids, all right, four boys and a girl, and is killing it as an artist once she started really connecting with her divine design. She is really, really thriving. And you're going to hear that story of how she makes it all work together, how God's grace is enough in the middle of really embracing her calling as an artist to do the things that He's called her to do in the season that she's in and really experience an incredible, abundant life. And, you know, I love telling stories like that. I love seeing you guys thrive because that's what God's called me to do. You know, back in 2009, God called me as a father to artists to raise up this army of artists. And that's really why I'm doing this brand new series that's coming up. You've been hearing me talk about it a little bit on September 10th. If you've not registered for it yet, now's the time. We start this new video series called Artists Rise Up on September the 10th. And listen, I don't want you to miss it. It's five videos that I've put together that are focused on helping you get super clear about what it means to be a thriving artist in God's kingdom and give you the practical knowledge you need to start pursuing that calling and get accelerated results. Listen, I know because I hear your stories. So many of you have gone round and round and round and round the mountain for years, struggling, wondering, frustrating. In fact, I got an email from a lady the other day. I don't know if she's a podcast listener, but she had watched one of my webinars out there. And, you know, I sent her an email at the end, inviting her to take the next step, to be a part of the mentoring program. And I'm like, listen, I can help you. This can be your breakthrough year. And she sent me back an email. She said, no, it can't. In fact, I'm giving up because I've been doing the same thing for years and years and years, and it doesn't work. And I'm frustrated. And I don't want to keep going around the mountain and basically bleep, bleep, you know, well, she didn't bleep, 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 but, but it was kind of like, you know, you're full of it, Matt. Well, listen, humbly, I know that real change is possible. And acceleration and convergence and stepping into the fullness of what God's got for you, starting to sell your work, connecting meaningfully with clients that will pay top dollar for your work, going from being a starving artist and not knowing where your next meal is going to come from, going from working a dead-end job to actually doing something that you love, either as a ministry or part-time or maybe even full-time. That is absolutely possible. And listen, I've done it for years. I've helped hundreds, if not thousands, of artists over the years in my mentoring program do the same thing, and I want to help you too. And that's why we're doing the podcast, but that's also why I'm doing this series called Artists Rise Up. Now listen, it's going to be a great series. It's five videos. These are not just going to be little bitty videos. These are going to be in-depth teaching videos where I'm diving deep, all right? And to get these, we're asking you to go to the show notes right now in the podcast. Just click on the link. It's going to take you to a page where you'll opt in. That just means you're going to put your name and your email in. And that's going to send you an email with all the details and your login information to be able to watch the series. We're not doing it on social media because we want you to really be focused as you watch in order to get the most out of this series. And so you've got to have access to the back end of my website to do that. And that's why we're asking you to opt in. It's absolutely free, like I said, but registration is required. So make sure you go and do that today so that you don't miss this brand new series called Artists Rise Up. All right. Listen, it's so exciting for me to see the stories and the impact that is being had all over the world from this podcast and from the books that I've written over the years. And that's why I love to share testimonies and I love to share reviews from the podcast. Today, the one I want to share is from Deb Farrow. And she says, "Matt, I'm so thankful for this podcast and that God has called Matt Tommy to raise up an army of artists to showcase his glory. There are so many self-help, coaching, and inspirational podcasts out there, but the difference and advantage of this podcast is that it's based on Christian biblical principles. Matt teaches artists how to walk in and embrace their God-given gifts and talents. I'm a part of the Thriving Christian Artists Facebook group and a new member, congratulations, a new member of Matt Tommy's mentoring group for artists called Created to Thrive. From listening to these podcasts, reading his book, Created to Thrive, and being a part of the mentoring group, I have grown as an artist. Thank you, Matt, for your talent and willingness to help so many Christian artists." Well, Deb, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love it, love it, love it when I get to hear from you guys and you share your story. So thank you very much for doing that. Just a reminder, I know I've been saying it, but when the doors close, the doors close. September 21st, the doors close for the rest of the year to the mentoring program. I don't want you to miss it. Some of you have been on the fence for months, even years. I know some of you. I see you at conferences or I get an email from you. "Well, one day I'm going to do it." Well, what about now? What about letting this year, this fall, be the beginning of your breakthrough year? I'd love, love, love for that to be possible. I'd love to help you walk down that journey. So listen, no worries. When you register for the Artist Rise Up series, at the end of that, we're going to remind you about the closing and the mentoring program for the rest of the year. We won't be opening up again until spring 2020 with a price increase. All right. So if you want to get locked in now, get locked in on your price now forever so that you never have another price increase. Plus, listen, later on, I'm going to be telling you about some incredible bonuses that we're giving only for folks that join this fall. You're going to love it. So make sure you register for the Artist Rise Up video series that starts on September the 10th. All right. Well, hey, without further ado, I want to jump into this interview. It's going to be a real blessing in your life, and I hope you enjoy it with my friend, artist Laura Brady. Hey, everybody. I'm so glad that you're on the podcast with me today. I've got my friend Laura Brady with me. Laura, I'm so glad that you're with me today on the podcast.
Yeah. Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We've been getting to know each other. Although we know each other through the mentoring program, we've been getting to visit a little bit, and I'm just amazed by your life, which we're going to get into in just a little bit about all the things you have going on. But you're not only an artist, you're a mom of five. Oh my goodness. Like I just started thinking, wow, I thought I was busy until I talked to Laura.
Brady, right? Brady Bunch.
Exactly. Exactly. So tell everybody kind of who you are, where you're from, and what you do creatively as we get rolling today.
I would say that I've always considered myself an artist. Like, I kind of feel like born to create is kind of like my motto always been a part of me. So I grew up in New Jersey and I had a very supportive family in the arts. My dad was in music, so he was very involved in the arts. And so he really allowed me to follow both my parents really allowed me to follow my passion in illustrating. And so I ended up in Pennsylvania going to school. But the one requirement, they said I had to go to a state school, so no art school, believe it or not.
Just, oh, wow.
Serious, had to get the job, you know?
Yeah.
So I went for communication design. And I did actually three concentrations because, you know, five kids, I like to do things pretty seriously. Right?
And in multiples, I'm seeing a pattern here. So
and so I went for ad illustration and graphic design. So that's pretty much where my professional journey started.
Yeah. Did you have a fine art kind of desire, but you went with the graphic design thing because you thought it'd be more, you know, professionally stable, or were you doing your fine art on the side, or how did that kind of work into things?
I would say professionally stable. Yeah. I mean, like, I love graphic design and I love advertising and marketing. Like, it all is exciting to me. So yeah. It's not like I gave up one just because I had to pay the bills. Do you know what yeah. I mean? Like, I feel like it's still a passion of mine, but the illustration was really, it's like my roots. Like, that's part of me.
Yeah. You know? I loved it when I was in marketing and, you know, doing advertising, building websites and logo design and all that. I found for me, it became hard for me when I also found out I was a great entrepreneur. So I grew a business, which is great. And then I wasn't creating anymore. I was paying people to create.
Right.
And after a few years, I was like, I don't like this anymore because I wasn't, you know, with the clients as much. And
Right. It was like, you're just that creative. Yeah. I know what you mean.
So how long did you stay in that? And
well, I actually, when I graduated school, I got a design in a marketing firm, I got a job in the marketing firm.
Right.
And it was kind of funny because, as you can probably tell, I started raising children. We started our family rather early.
Yeah.
And so the same week I found out the company was downsizing, I also found out I was pregnant with my first child.
Okay.
Yeah, surprise. And we were building a home. So it was a little crazy in a sense. So after that, I just started working freelance for other companies and working at home. And then I just discovered little by little, like, you know, I can do this, I can get my own clients. So really probably for like 13 years I was just doing that, doing a lot of small business development, marketing, you know, web design, print design, and actually having babies and raising my family at the same time. So it's pretty intense and crazy. But I loved it, but I kind of felt like part of me was missing.
Yeah.
So then I really felt like the Lord just kind of like pulled me back to my roots.
Yeah. And that industry changed so much too.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I was telling somebody the other day when I had my company in Atlanta, we started in 2002 and I was like, man, we were hand building websites. This is before anybody could update their website themselves. You know, we had people paying like $300 and $400 a month to be able to update their own website, and nobody was doing graphic design themselves. So
right.
And I remember I don't know when it was, but mid 2000s, it started getting into this thing of what was it? Overnight prints came out. And then all these companies, you know, that would be like, we'll do your printing and we'll do design for free. And we're like, no, this is horrible, you know. And it was, yeah, it was crazy. And then, you know, WordPress was coming out. And the whole industry, I think, for so many of us that were in that, was just like, begin to really turn things upside down. I know you probably felt that too.
Yeah, like anyone was a designer then.
Exactly, you know? As if, right? Whole nother conversation.
Right? Yeah,
no, that's right.
But it was funny because I really felt like, yeah, it's funny because there was a shift, you know, in the graphic design, in the culture, in the marketing industry, but also something shifting in my heart. And I don't know if it was the Lord was allowing that season shift purposely at that time, if that makes sense. But I was also like feeling a lot of condemnation that as a Christian, and I know this is not from Jesus, I'm just going to say that.
As a Christian, out there.
Yeah. But this is what I was struggling with at the time. And as a Christian, I felt like I had to only market it for Christian companies.
Right.
And like all my messages had to be Christian based or I wasn't a good Christian.
Right.
You know, and I'm not doing my job. And you know, actually I didn't even call it the kingdom then because I grew. And you know, I got to know Jesus. That's what I did.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. And so, I just really probably took like a year of just processing with God and just finding out who I really was at that point. And as a mom, like, I kind of like those feelings of maybe I should just be a mom. You know, I have 5 kids. Moms aren't supposed to have businesses, you know, like, so I was really, really pulled and torn in so many directions there.
Isn't it funny, the stories we tell ourselves, right?
Yeah, I know, really.
Yeah, and it totally will skew you for a season. It's like you're over here doing this thing based on this story that you tell yourself. You're right. Like, where did that come from? You know,
right? You missed the promised land, right?
Hello.
But so where was I? Yeah. Okay. Get my talk. Okay. So yeah, probably like took me about a year or so on processing with God, and he really kind of like wooed me back to my roots of illustrating. And so then I just started doing more sketching and journaling and realizing that like I'm going to start really digging into my color pencils again.
Right.
And so I just started illustrating and using my graphic design knowledge with the typography. And actually I started a business called Inspire Artistic Scripture Expressions. And so I did that for like 3 years, 3 to 4 years. It was 2015. So are we on the timetable? And I traveled to different festivals and everything and really ministered to the hearts of people with the scriptures and the word. And like, it was really moving and touching. But I realized in all that, like, well, first off, nothing's by mistake, you know, he used it all. And so I think he used it to lay a foundation in my heart of his word, you know, and then really grow me. And in the process was stripping off the religion.
Wow. And,
like, my pivotal moment as an artist there, I really feel was when I, like, he showed me that my work isn't about the words that's on there, as important the scripture is. So don't get me wrong.
Yeah, sure.
My work, like, speaks for itself because of the anointing in it, and like, you know, how he's in it all, you know, he created it all, and the work I'm creating is because of him. He's in it, we're co-laboring together. And so he really kind of pushed me to start painting. He was like wooing me, which I'm like, I'm not a wet media artist, so that was really hard for me. But he was just really showing me that the art speaks for itself, and the art can move hearts and it can change lives, you know. So it's not about what I'm saying, and it's not about what the words next to them are saying, for me anyway, for me in my journey.
That is so huge, I think, because so many artists that are believers get hung up on that idea that it has to have scripture on it. Again, nothing's wrong with that, but right. It's like the beauty of art, I've always thought, is the mystery.
Yeah.
You know, that I can create it and God can use it in any way he wants to.
Amen.
To that person. And the beauty, I love it when people come in my gallery or see a piece at somebody's home and they tell me what they're interpreting, what they see, what they're getting from it. And it had nothing to do with what I thought. I'm like, great. That's the beauty of the Holy Spirit moving through our work. So
yeah, it's so cool. It's just how he uses it. He uses it all, and it's in ways you just can't even imagine. So it's so cool. It's so good.
Absolutely. So yeah. It sounds like you're moving from marketing, you're into illustration again, and now you're starting to make this switch back into fine art. Mm-hmm. When did you come to know about the mentoring program, and how did that kind of transition begin to happen? Because for everybody, it's always interesting to me how people come to that, you know?
Yeah. Can I rewind just a little bit in that?
Yeah, sure.
I would say just over a year ago, like I said, the Lord was really wooing my heart and to trust him in the wet media, because
right.
The unknown. And then I received prayer, and I received a prophetic word, and it was just life-changing, because she said I was going to paint with a childlike freedom. Mm. And then started seeing skip, skip, skip to my Lou. And Lou, get this, it's my childhood nickname.
Wow.
So, I know, it was so good, right? Like, so he just really hit my heart, hit home, and he knew when I was a child, like, I loved to illustrate, loved to paint, you know? And it was just, he knows our hearts. It's just so good. And so, like, you know, he knew what I needed to move on, you know? And so I just dove into that, trusting him. And then on a practical standpoint, like, I knew that I needed a mentor like you, Matt. someone, you know, who's successful in the fine art industry. And then most, like, importantly, actually, probably like a little bit more, I think your success is because of the kingdom and thriving in that. But I wanted someone who, you know, knows Jesus and is really, their business is built on the principles of the kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think actually a good friend of mine, she referred me to the Thriving Christian Arts page. And then I was like hooked. And I'm like, okay, this is it, you know.
Who is this guy, right?
So all the stuff you were saying was so good. And it was just like, so like healing, like once I joined, really the big, like I mentioned to you before that the videos based on, sorry, Matt.
No, that's fine.
I hate that part. just the spiritual healing side of it.
Yeah, like, sure.
Really moved me. And it, my personal breakthrough brought breakthrough in my business.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's so key for people, because I think for most artists, we've all gone through junk in our life. We all got baggage, mindsets, those stories we were talking about earlier. And unless you deal with those, I just found that in my own life, like, unless it wasn't until I dealt with that stuff,
right,
I really started seeing the doors fling open in my business and in my creative flow. And otherwise, I kind of felt like a pinball machine. I was just going bing, 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 you know, to marketing technique, to idea, to show, to following this person, that person, trying to get something to work. And the Lord's like, listen, I want to get you to work first. I want to get your heart healed, you know, so that then I can bring the right things and the right influences into your journey at the right time. And that's what I hear you saying, that when you started dealing with those things, that's when things really begin to flow for you.
Right.
That's huge. That's
amazing,
huge.
Amazing breakthrough, really. It just, like I said, it was just stripping away the religion of who I was supposed to be as an artist or as a Christian artist, and really stepping into the position that he already had for me in the kingdom as an artist.
Right.
Because, like, no doubt about it, that's what he gifted me in, and like, just couldn't not do it. You know what I mean? So there was no question about being an artist.
Yeah.
The question was where was my position, you know, and stepping into that authority, it just like breakthrough.
Yeah. So as you look back at some of those, were there a couple of two or three lies or mindsets that you had that were like really stuck in that the Lord just busted through?
Yeah, I think Numbers 13:3 really hits home with me. Just how they saw themselves as grasshoppers, and so they were against the giants, you know? Yeah. So I realized that I was really sabotaging myself, really, because I was seeing myself as something I wasn't in his eyes, in the kingdom. Mm. And so I was just asked the Lord for a picture of how he sees me. And every time I hear a thought that doesn't align with like his hope, his goodness, you know, and I'm like, okay, redirect, realign. Like, actually, like, I have a visual of like a grasshopper, and I'm like, okay, nope, I'm not a grasshopper.
Yeah.
You know? And so he just floods me with the picture of who I am. And it just is so powerful to just step into that. Like, you know, a whole generation lost their promised land because they thought they were grasshoppers. They thought they were small, you know?
Come on, yeah.
When we miss who we are, when we don't see ourselves how God sees us, then nobody else does. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So like step, like breaking that, just really, I just feel like I'm just like feeling like stepping into that promised land. So it's just so cool. So good.
You know, I think so many people, and I know I did, I was in for years, I just thought, well, surely this has to, you know, really thriving in the kingdom and all that, surely it has to be more complicated than just renewing your mind. Because I mean, you know, and you know, so you want to, you know, I was in, you know, I've been in all kinds of churches. So I was in churches, they'd pray the paint off the walls. I mean, you know, the devil was under every tree and all that. Then I've been in other ones and it was all about works, and I've been in other ones, it was all about performance. And it's like, wow, you start to understand the reality that Jesus has given us the ability through his blood, through our relationship as a son, to renew our mind by the Holy Spirit, align with him. It's like, oh my gosh, this is like, where has this been for the last 25 years of my life? I'm amazed, just like you're saying, it doesn't have to take years and years and years for change to happen in people's lives. I mean, I'm listening to your story and seeing some of the things you've written about your story in the mentoring program. It's like change can begin to happen pretty doggone quickly. I mean,
absolutely. When you step into it, it's just like, he's just like accelerates you. It's
absolutely
like how quick it is, like for, you know, 15 plus years or whatever, you know, I'm like toying with all these ideas. Do I do this? Do I this? I'm not like growing. And then all of a sudden it's just, bam. And I would say, I like in less than a year, like I had an opportunity for a solo show, and I did 27 original pieces. And like, I would say the last May and June, I spent doing just 20 pieces of them, like 20 pieces in 2 months. to me is like mind blowing.
Yes.
And it's funny because my friend would always pray over me with my work, and she'd be like, supernatural provision in time, like, you know, breakthrough. He's going to make things happen quickly. And I'm like, I'm not feeling it. No, I don't get what you're saying. And then, like, seriously, I got it. Wow. I got it in June when I'm working, and it was just like, oh, it's done. Whoa, Jesus, thank you. Yeah. So good. You know? It's all about him. I think that's the huge thing for me too. It's all about him. It's about aligning with him. And yeah, like, it just flows.
Well, see, isn't that the key? And just to reiterate that point, it's like, I always tell people the kingdom is always on. He's always ready to bless and move and bring divine appointments and, you know, release the flow into our life. But are we ready to receive it? And it's mindsets, it's woundedness, it's self-protection. It's all that stuff that literally we think is protecting us, but it's literally holding the blessing of God and the flow of the kingdom at arm's length.
Right.
And that's what I hear you saying. It's like, as soon as I just realize, oh, wow, I just need to align and receive it, all of a sudden, boom, you know.
Because he's so good. It's like all there for us. It's like, just take a hold.
That's right. You sound like you're from the South now. Just take a hold of it, girl. Just take a hold of it.
I really think my heart belongs in the South. Don't tell that to my husband.
We won't tell anybody. Yeah.
Just everybody listening to the podcast. No.
Exactly. Yeah, oops, we just told them, right? Yeah, yeah. So talk about some of the practical things. You mentioned, you know, the renewing your mind, taking every thought captive. Have there been some other practices that you're starting to employ in your life now? I hear you talking about studio time, regular creating. All of that kind of goes together to begin to bring you into purposeful alignment. But what are some of the other things that you're seeing show up in your life that are kind of the fruit of this change that's happened?
Right. I realized as an artist, I could let myself create like constantly, but it would be good for me, if that makes sense. Because I needed other things to balance it, you know, like the, and so I felt like I needed a habit, or I'm sorry, a hobby. We're making habits. I felt like I needed a hobby, which I actually am a runner. I'm a long distance runner. And so I felt like, okay, to build my business, I needed to leave one go. But I actually realized that that was a lie, that I shouldn't leave it go. I needed the hobby. I needed a space where I could just like play with Jesus, because when I'm running, I'm just like worshiping and having ongoing dialogue with him. And it's just so good. And I'm actually creatively brainstorming with him as I'm running. So it's kind of like an art session too, but it's just a space to not have to perform and not have to perform in a sense where this has to sell, you know. This is like I said, playtime, anything that just kind of separates me, from being in the studio. I felt like it just refreshed me.
Yeah.
You know, and so then
that's good.
So I like to start the day like that, because it's just like I'm restored and I'm with Jesus. And then I can go into the studio, and then actually, this is another habit. I actually invite him in my studio like every day. And I'm like, you know, Jesus, welcome. Cause he loves invitations, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I invite him into the canvas each time. And so that is actually a practical habit, which is so good for me. And because I realized when I'm frustrated, it's because I forgot that step, you know, I forgot to do that. Cause he's always here, you know, but it's just that acknowledgement that I'm like, Jesus, I want you in this, you know? Yeah. So I start my day with the run, and then I go to the studio, and then I have my painting time, and then I have, you know, my clientele time where I'm getting back to all my clients, and then I'm doing the social media. So like practical habits, like as far as schedule goes, like taking yourself serious as an artist to me is just so important, because if you don't apply it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. That's so good. Now talk about, I'm just thinking all the things you have going on with obviously kids and still handling clients and creating your work and studio space and personal time and all of that. One of the things I hear from artists a lot is that, oh, my family doesn't get me, or they don't there's a lot of pull on my time, and they're not respecting the artist part of my life as a real endeavor, that sort of thing. Sounds like to me that you and your husband are really on the same page as far as your calling as an artist and being able to respect the time. Even just like this, before we came on, you were like, hey, we got everybody situated. We're going to have some time to, you know, to talk here uninterrupted. So talk about that dynamic, because I know for a lot of artists, that can be a real frustration for them, feeling like they're on their own in their own family.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would have to admit, like, not everything is perfect. Sometimes there's struggles, you know what I mean? And
sure,
there's so many different schedules.
Absolutely.
These, you know, and we're always running somewhere, and like,
yeah,
like we're like, but
just trying to make life work, like all of
yeah,
us.
Right? Yeah. Juggling it all, but
yeah, sure.
But finding happiness in the craziness, I think we have
yeah.
to. But I would say, yes, my husband is a huge support system for me. And actually, he's in marketing as well. He's a writer. So it just, we kind of feed on each other, and which is so good. And he's just so good. Like, he's just so supportive. And he sees the value in the kingdom of in my art, like, you know, releasing that here on earth and what it does. And so, like, I'm just so grateful for him, because if I didn't have that, I really think it would be a lot harder to be where I am right now, you know. Yeah. And the kids are so good. They love it. They call it mommy's work time, and they know, yeah, like, and I really feel like, especially for my daughter as a woman, like, for her, I'm such a role model for her to
sure.
show, you know, she can be a businesswoman, you know, and she can have babies.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And I bring them into it. They help me a lot at shows, so it's very valuable. My husband too. So it's kind of like it works because we work together. If that makes sense, it's not just
absolutely.
Me.
And I think it's so important for people to realize that maybe the normal that you've had is not the normal that you want, but it doesn't have to be your normal forever. You can change what your normal is and set the stage for a family life and relationships that are supportive and loving and work for you. And yeah, it may take, you know, a conversation or two and ongoing balance and a little bit of struggle in there, but it's so worth it, because unless you're willing, I think, as an artist, for all of us, willing to stand up and say, hey, this is important. This is part of who God's called me to be, and I need to do this. Unless we do that as people, I think we sell ourselves short.
Right. I agree with that.
And then there's that underlying resentment that can start happening, you know, and our spouses are like, what's going on? Nothing. I'm fine. And you're like, you're not fine. You know, somebody told me that early on. We've been married 22 years, and somebody said, if your wife ever says she's fine, trust me, she's not. You know, just roll back the tape and try to find out what's going on, you know. So, Laura, as you're thinking, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, and where you were versus where you are now after being in the mentoring program for a year, and you know, there are artists out there, tons of them, that are maybe where you were, working a job that they're not as excited about anymore, have a dream of pursuing their fine art, and I just don't know the next step. How would you encourage them after having walked through this and really pursuing this journey now on purpose?
Yeah, I would just have to say, being diligent, like, in your prayer time with Jesus, as far as, like, you know, get that sketchbook out and really put down those dreams. And, you know, because it's almost like you're prophesying over yourself, and you're putting it into place by saying it and drawing it
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
And then bring it, like, you know, if you can find that community, because I think community is so important, like your family or, you know, friends or that support system, like in the arts. Like, I actually have a really close group of mine, and they're all in arts and entertainment in different ways in the kingdom,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're very valuable to me. So they really spoke into a lot of my direction. So I think it just, maybe, like, tossing out those feelings of, I'm never going to break out of this place and move into here, you know, because you just have to just start in it, like, step in it and just begin, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, sense? I think it is so important for so many people who don't have that support system to find others, to find that tribe of people that that can be that, that say, yes, I get you. I get what you want to do in your life. I get that you're an artist and it's important. And I know for so many people in the mentoring program, you know, people, it's amazing. We were looking at a map the other day from where people are. And I was like, people even live there? I mean, what is that? It's like this map of people all over the world. But it's like, you know, you see these dots on a map, like out in the middle of nowhere, Idaho, and, you know, upstate Pennsylvania, and out in the, you know, on the backside of South Africa. And you're like, these people are out there. And yet, because they're part of the mentoring community, on there's a community there of people that are encouraging them and talking to them. And it's like, that makes all the difference, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, community is a must.
Absolutely. Because I think otherwise we get caught up in our own head sometimes, and we lose. It's so easy to lose perspective, isn't it?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Real line.
That's right. Exactly. Well, and sometimes I think that's why God, that is, I mean, I know that's why God puts us in community, so that we're not able to realign ourselves, you know, because sometimes there are just times like, I don't have it in me right now. You've got others around you that can say, hey, I believe in you. Right. I know God's call on your life, and that's awesome. So, Laura, thank you so much for being on today. I know others are going to want to follow what you're doing online, follow your story and that sort of thing. So where's the best place that they can, folks can connect with you online?
Yeah, sure. I'm very active in social media. So Laura Brady Studio in either Instagram or Facebook, but my website is also laurabradystudio.com.
So. Consistency. I love it. So, well, Laura Brady, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today on the podcast. Listen, I hope it's been a huge encouragement to you on your journey as an artist. Hey, also, before you leave, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the other episodes of the Thriving Christian Artist podcast. And also, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or at my website, which is matttommymentoring.com. Until next time, remember, you were created to thrive. Bye-bye.